Today's episode is brought to you by Yum Yum Yogurt. Go stop in at Yum Yum Yogurt and tell them that the dudes sent you.
Informed, outspoken, wild, fearless, hardly ever politically correct. This is the Fantasy Football Dudes Podcast.
Welcome to the Fantasy Football Dudes Podcast. This is April 5th, episode 25. A lot of our fans are calling it this, but Happy Dudes Day, because I don't know, I'm not feeling it, but let me know if you guys are. They're calling Tuesday Dudes Day, but I guess anytime you listen to dudes, you can call it Dudes Day. This is Trent. Alongside me is Jordan and Phil. How we doing, my dudes?
Doing well. Good morning, I should say.
It is Monday morning. We are recording a little earlier than normal due to some schedule conflicts. Jordan, you look all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Yeah, it's early, but it's good to be here, like always. Had a good weekend. I hope everyone had a really good Easter. How was your guys' Easter?
It was great. Full of peeps, church, and chocolate eggs. You, Phil?
I did some egg hiding. I did some basket filling and a lot of eating here. So it was a good overall weekend for sure. Really enjoyed it.
Nice little basket hiding. We'll just call you Phil Cottontail, I guess. I don't know, Phil, you got the survey results?
Oh, you know what? Yeah, let me pull some of those up here really quickly.
And actually, Zach is not here today.
Who's Zach?
Z baby asked for the day off, I guess. He's only been here 2 weeks and he's already getting vacation time. So
mental health day,
you know, those millennials. So Zach, we miss you. Hopefully you had a good trip.
All right, I got the first survey for us. So who are you taking this year, CeeDee Lamb or Justin Jefferson? 30% said they're taking CeeDee Lamb. 70% said they're taking Justin Jefferson.
Where do you think Jefferson's going? Second round? Third round?
He's probably somewhere around there.
I honestly was looking at their stats. CeeDee had great stats for having Andy Dalton and that guy that... I'm blanking on the Cowboys coach name right now. It's a little too early, but...
Oh, McCarthy?
McCarthy. He did okay for having that quarterback that McCarthy's, like, brother coached in basketball or something, you know? Like, CeeDee put up pretty good stats.
Ben DiNucci?
Yeah, Ben DiNucci, yeah.
Ben DiNucci.
I think he'd be happy with either one of those guys you got. I don't think there's too big of a difference, honestly.
To be honest, I probably won't end up with either of those guys. I don't see it. It's just those guys have a lot of hype coming in. But if I just had to pick between the two, I think it's an easy Justin Jefferson. Jefferson, one, has less competition as far as targets-wise, and I think he clearly showed at the end of the year that he's probably the alpha receiver on that team now. I think he's past Adam Thielen. I think he was Kirk Cousins' favorite target. And I think with the Cowboys, you still have Amari Cooper and Michael Gallup's not going anywhere. And so, yeah, I mean, probably better quarterback in Dak Prescott, but ultimately, like, the targets are king, and, like, you want volume. But the receiver, you're going to drop that high.
Phil, what was our next survey?
Yeah, the next survey was, can guys wear skinny jeans? So I'm going to let you guys jump into this one before I tell you the results. So what do you guys think?
I say absolutely not. Boys can wear skinny jeans. They're called sweats. No, you guys cannot wear skinny jeans.
Is this because you can't fit into skinny jeans or because you do?
Did John Wayne wear skinny jeans?
I think that's a debate. Are Wranglers skinny jeans?
No, they are not skinny jeans.
I don't know. We can let Jordan be the tiebreaker.
What do you say, Jordan? If there's any single ladies listening to this pod, well, this might really hurt their thought of you.
What is your definition of skinny jeans? I think there's a lot to be...
Like slim fit are definitely acceptable.
Slim fit,
I'm a slim
sure.
fit guy.
Slim fit's a little different, I think.
I wear slim fit jeans for sure.
Stand up, Phil, and tell us what skinny jeans are. Guys cannot wear skinny jeans.
I'm not wearing skinny jeans.
Anymore. Yeah, you know, 20 pounds ago you were.
I don't think, like, the skinny jeans, like, yeah, guys probably shouldn't wear those. But, like, there's a little bit, like, slim fit, for sure, definitely appropriate.
So you're saying, like, when you're young and in shape, skinny jeans are the way to go? Or what are you saying?
No, you should never be wearing, like, skin-tight jeans.
All right.
Like, Phil, when you go into Hot Topic and you ask for skinnies, yeah, that's against dude code. For sure. Guys cannot wear skinny jeans.
Mostly because I can't fit in them anymore. I would say slim fit is as tight as you can go.
But like, you don't have to wear like super baggy loose ones either, though. Like, yeah. Like that's
have
that's,
some fit to
Phil's
those,
like a car, yeah, you Phil's a cargo pant guy. He's the only guy I've seen go from skinnies to cargo jeans. Like,
hey, I went full dad mode.
Dad bod, dad mode. Nice.
I'm going for comfortability.
If your
now.
Daughter, Phil, you're a father of daughters. If your daughter, you know, 20 years from now, brought home a guy in skinny jeans, before you even know him, is it thumbs up, thumbs down?
How old is the guy?
Same age.
Same age as what?
No, he's saying like...
Like a what stage?
Jordan, it's not competition.
No,
because there's a... Age matters.
I get what you're saying.
If it's a 15-year-old kid, he's in high school wearing skinny jeans, it's probably a little more appropriate than a 25-year-old man.
I'm hard no. 15-year-old skinny jeans, hard no. Instantly.
So your daughter brings home a 15-year-old skinny jeans, no shot.
No shot. Right. I know it's not going to last.
Even if he's like the star wide receiver of the football team?
Yeah, skinny jeans, no shot, no.
Also, why does he have to be a wide receiver to wear skinny jeans? Can't he be the quarterback?
Yeah, like, can't he be the kicker, Jordan?
Too. I just knew star kicker wasn't going to be a lineman. So
it'd be hard to kick, though, in skinny jeans, let's be honest.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think, so here's the thing with skinny jeans now, and Jordan, I think Jordan's got a pair too. They have some stretch technology. have you worn, I have worn slim jeans with stretch technology. Honestly, I mean, I could probably still run like maybe like a 4.98. 40 in skinny jeans.
Maybe a 20-yard dash in Fortnite.
Do you know what I'm saying, though, Jordan?
You know way too much about skinny jeans.
It's been about 10 years since I, maybe 15 years since I wore a pair of skinny jeans, but I'm mostly a slim fit guy now.
Phil, okay. Do you shop at Hot Topic? The fans want to know.
No. So I think that's a great question. It's a very valid question. The answer is no, I don't shop at Hot Topic. I don't even think Hot Topics exist anymore, do they?
I don't know. I'm more of a PacSun guy, TBH.
I don't know if I'd admit
that. I thought you were more of a Spencer's guy, Trent.
No, not a Spencer's guy.
I'm all in on Gap. Plenty of guys, though, that listen to this pod are all in on Costco. I would say that is the place not to get your jeans.
Well, yeah, because then you're in Matcher Bay. I went to a wedding a couple weeks ago, and my cousin Wade, we did not get these at Costco. Both had matching button-up shirts on.
You guys both had the same?
Matching shirts. Matching jeans, and luckily his cowboy boots didn't fit him because he has some serious cankle problems. So other than that, we were completely matching.
Did your grandma buy you guys matching outfits?
No. Me and Wade actually went to Sportsman's Warehouse and saw a cool button-up, and we both bought it and did not know. And it's happened a couple times at some company meetings, too. It's very embarrassing.
Based on what I know about you and what I know about him, I would imagine the button-up that you're wearing is probably some sort of like fishing shirt that you were wearing.
The buttons were screaming for help, but I don't know if it's a fishing
shirt.
Like
one of those mesh hiking shirts.
Tons of pockets for like treats and stuff like that while you're fishing.
Lures.
A lot of fans were talking about that Easter egg. People want us to raffle it off.
Oh man.
I think it already got 8, but one of our fans painted a nice little Easter egg for us. It's great. It has the headphones. It was very precious.
Yeah.
It'll always be in our hearts. And on our Instagram. You guys want to, you know, hop over to the news?
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence is staying home for the draft. Honestly, I would do the same thing.
Yeah.
Even if it was a normal year without COVID and all this crazy stuff going on, I think I'd rather stay home, have a little party with my friends and family, not fans, maybe, but.
Yeah, I mean, if you go, there's obviously, like, pros to both. Like, obviously, your first-round overall pick. You're in that green room, you walk on stage, shake the commissioner's hand, like that's an iconic moment. But I think someone like Trevor Lawrence, just what I know about him, he values his family more. He's probably wants to be with kind of everyone, not have to pick and choose who's going to be there, who's not going to be there. It's just a little easier to just enjoy the moment with everyone.
Yeah, and this year it's probably a ton easier. I mean, there's probably going to be so many restrictions, like you said, who can sit at your table? Do you have to wear a mask? Like, can you even shake the commissioner's hand when you go up there? There's so many things. Yeah. It's like, what's the point? At this, I would way rather stay home, have some wings. You know you're going to get picked round first.
Throw some smoke.
First round. Throw some, have something in the barbecue.
What are you thinking, man?
Have something in the barbecue. Man, I would prefer to stay in.
And with technology nowadays, like the network is not losing much. They can throw the cameras in the house, and I mean, he can interview right away through. I mean, it's so much easier now.
You remember when the Dolphins like picked Jake Long before the draft even started at the number one overall? They did it like 2 days before or something.
Yeah, I think there's been a couple other teams that have done that too.
Just make us wait. But yeah, even on a normal year, I'd stay home with the family. Have some wings, some pizza, just hang out.
Yeah, especially when a guy like him, you know you're going to get picked in the first round, likely the first pick. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you have to be worried about? I could see some of these other guys who really want to go in the first round who want to be there, but then it's also, it's so stressful. I'm all for it. I also really like last year. I know people are hating about the, about not having an in-person draft, but it was pretty cool to see all the coaches' offices. I don't know if you saw the,
I didn't mind that. And then Goodell was like, I don't know what was going on. At one point, it seemed like he had no idea where he was. You guys see Cordell Patterson's tweet on April Fool's Day?
No.
He tweeted, headed back to Minnesota. Then the next tweet, a couple minutes later, forgot today was April 1st. Oops.
I saw George Kittle did the same thing. He put his posted a picture of him in a Jaguars uniform.
And... was that him or John Lynch? What? Or John Lynch just retweeted as a joke?
I think John Lynch just retweeted as a joke.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think he did. He's like, welcome to Duval or something like that. Yeah. Huh? It was pretty funny.
Yeah, and you guys saw Aaron Rodgers. He said he's like been preparing for Jeopardy, like... have you seen that? He's going to be the Jeopardy host for 2 weeks.
No, I haven't seen that.
He's super excited, but he's putting all... he said he put so much time and effort into just like being as much like the old host as he could.
I'm all for that. I feel like Aaron Rodgers has a pretty good personality for that type of stuff. I mean, his interviews at times lack personality, but I think that...
looking at you, I'd guess you have a good personality too, so...
go to the next one.
Cam Akers put on Twitter, I want a girlfriend... this guy, I don't know, maybe he's a friend of the pod, I don't know, said, I'm pushing 30, never had one, chase that money and dream, man. A girl will come along eventually. And he replied with all due respect, I'm not trying to be like you.
I mean, that's a proverb, isn't it? Like a Chinese proverb?
Maybe. I don't know my Chinese proverbs like you, so please do tell.
Chase that money. Or maybe it's a Midwest proverb, who knows? East Coast proverb.
A quick little, like, would you rather? Would you guys rather take A.J. Brown or Michael Thomas? This might be this next week's survey, so who would you guys rather take on that list? It's easy, A.J. Brown, for me, but I have a lot of personal vendettas with Michael Thomas.
Do we know who...
we don't know, just off of, I guess, yeah, just off of right now.
I just don't know who...
just say Dynasty. We'll say Dynasty.
No, like, Saints quarterback is going to be. I think that matters for that
Jamie.
Question.
But as of right now, though...
Michael Thomas.
I would go with A.J. Brown. Yeah.
I think Michael Thomas will be in for a real big bounce back year. I think people like Trent, who hold fantasy football grudges, are going to lose out on a really good value in this next
year. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice.
Strike three.
Guys, remember to rate, review, and subscribe at www.thefantasyfootballdudes.com. We still got a couple hats left, so... go ahead and shoot us a review. Should we read a review?
Yeah, go ahead and read one.
From Huey Dewey. Trent has a voice like an angel mixed with that of Monday Night Football commentator. While you may come for the sports talk, you'll stay for everyone's personality and jokes. Don't think twice before subscribing. If you're a sports fan, you'll be the Fantasy Football Dudes fan too. Well, thank you, Huey Dewey. We'll send you a hat in the mail.
Sounds like you have a secret admirer, Trent.
I am married. So there's that, but I guess
loves your voice.
I don't love my own voice, so I'm glad someone does. you guys want to hop into this mock draft here? Or
yeah, let's do it.
Start it off. Jordan, you want to lead us off in the mock?
Yeah. So today we're going to do, this will be a kind of a weekly thing for us. We'll get through the whole first round. We're going to do picks 1 through 8 today of the 2021 NFL mock draft. So the first pick, I think it's an easy one. I think the Jaguars take Trevor Lawrence. I don't really think there's a question mark either. I think they could be someone who announced that a couple days before, too. Urban Meyer already kind of came out and said that's kind of where they're leaning towards.
You all go second.
Well, do we all agree Trevor Lawrence?
I agree Trevor Lawrence is number one, so I guess we can save some time and not...
yeah, it's
Trevor Lawrence at home, eating some wings.
Yeah.
Round one
pick. Shouting out to the... he might be a fan of the Dudes podcast if you give us a shot, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe we should send him a hat. Jordan, pick two. Who do you
got? And Jordan, you're happy with that pick, right?
Are you happy? Or
As a Jags fan,
I'm very happy. Super Bowl in the next 10 years, hopefully.
What? Okay, let's say he slips, gets hurt
at his party.
Why do we even have to speak this? Why do we even mention this? Like,
it'd be funny if we predicted it.
Yeah, that's right. So And
they're still probably going to take him. Yeah. Just go to pick two, Phil.
Phil, pick two. Who do you got?
I have Zach Wilson. I said last week that I was so-so on where I think he would go. I thought he played a so-so schedule, but I've been listening to a little bit more. People love this guy, bigger guy.
As a quarterback.
As a quarterback. And I think he's going to go number two. I don't know why. I cheer for SC from time to time, and kind of going to be a bummer for Darnold, but I think Zach's going to come in, and I actually think he's probably going to get the job pretty quick.
Trent?
I'm going with Zach Wilson. I don't know what's going to happen to Sam Darnold. Maybe they can trade him to somebody for
some peanuts?
Something. I don't know. I could see. I've always said I think Belichick might go after Darnold. I don't know. I think Darnold still has it in him.
Yeah, I got the same. Zach Wilson, the Jets. Trent, who do you have at three?
Three? People are going to call me crazy. I think Mac Jones is going to the 49ers. And I know there's a lot of mixed reviews on him, but Shanahan and Lynch went to his pro day.
Yep.
Shanahan loves Kirk Cousins. I think this guy's kind of a lot like Kirk Cousins. I guess they still talk a lot. Shanahan's kind of bummed he didn't get Kirk Cousins. I think they're going to get Mac Jones. They want to win now, and I think they think that they can win now with Garoppolo. So I think they keep Mac Jones there and kind of groom him in to learn the system and everything. But I'm just going Mac Jones at three, which I know that's kind of bold.
I will say this is probably where the draft starts, right? Like one and two, it's going to be Lawrence Wilson, and then three is where, I mean, who knows what can happen. Personally, I got Justin Fields. I just think Justin Fields is just more talented than Mac Jones. I think he's a better athlete. I don't personally see what everyone else sees in Mac Jones. We've seen what Alabama quarterbacks, I mean, it's not like he had to make a ton of plays. He had top 15, maybe 20 picks in the draft on his team at the wide receiver position. And I don't necessarily see it. I think Fields is more talented, more athletic. I think he's a better arm. I like Fields. I think he'll be fine. And like you said, if maybe Fields is less ready to play right away, but if you have Garoppolo there, you can take time to get him ready. Phil, who do you have?
I actually have Justin Fields as well for basically the same exact reasons as you. I think that I think Trent has some valid points. I think I'm going first this next round here in terms of who I'm picking, but I have Justin Fields going to the Niners.
Who do you have at four?
I have Mac Jones going to the Falcons at four. I think actually for the same reasons that Trent thinks Mac Jones is going to the Niners, I think that he will sit much better behind Matt Ryan. And I think Matt Ryan still has some time left on his contract. They just restructured. I this is nothing against Matt Ryan. I actually like Matt Ryan. And as bad as a couple seasons that they've had recently, he's actually a pretty good quarterback. So I think they bring Mac Jones in, and I think they start to kind of build him up, and I think he ends up being their guy in a couple years.
So I'm up here. I got the Falcons taking Kyle Pitts. He has the biggest wingspan to ever come for a receiver or tight end in the last 20 years. Is that all positions too?
I'm not sure.
But the guy's a freak. Gives Matt Ryan another piece, another weapon for him to throw to. I think Kyle Pitts, I could see a lot of guys trading up for Kyle Pitts, but.
Well, I mean, the truth is he's not really a tight end. He's a receiver. At four, so the Falcons could go three different ways. I think here they could take the quarterback. They could take like Pitts because they don't really need a receiver. They could take Pitts or they could trade back. And I think all three are probably on the table for them. I think they go quarterback here just because I don't know if they'll get another shot. I don't know if they'll be bad enough to get a shot at a quarterback like this. So I'm going to go Trey Lance. I know Trey Lance doesn't have as much film, doesn't have as much, mainstream knowledge of him than Mac Jones. But I think Trey Lance, once again, is a better athlete. I think he's a better prospect. I think he has just a better potential, right? Maybe Mac Jones has a higher floor, but I don't think he has the ceiling Trey Lance has. And so I'm going to go with Trey Lance to the Falcons, but I also think they could take Pitts here, or I think they could trade back with another team that wants to trade up for a quarterback. Yeah, I think a trade for a quarterback could be in play here from another team.
And I think Matt Ryan is one of those guys that could groom Trey Lance.
Yeah, I think so.
To know the system and everything.
Well, Trey Lance or Mac Jones, I think. I know you're not a fan of Mac Jones, Jordan, but I think either one of those guys, he could come in and groom him. He's only 35, too, which is crazy to think. I thought he was much older than that, and I don't even know why.
Phil, who do you got? This is still round three, correct?
No, I chose Mac Jones.
You chose Mac.
And that was round four.
We're on pick five.
Yeah, we are now on pick five. So it's all you, Trent. Who do you have going to Cincinnati?
Cincinnati. I have Panay Sewell. Is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
Oregon Ducks left tackle, but it's simple. They have to protect their quarterback.
JB.
Yeah, they got to protect. So start with that blind side. So, yeah, I think they have to get Panay Sewell. And if the Falcons or somebody, Sewell might go sooner. I don't know, but he's the best left tackle on the board. He didn't even play this last year.
Do you think he goes sooner to the Falcons?
Maybe the Falcons. When you have a really good left tackle, if the Jets don't get a quarterback, I think they would get Sewell, but I think they're going to get a quarterback.
Yeah, I agree on Sewell at number five to the Bengals. Like you said, yeah, they have to protect Joe Burrow. I know they have a former first-round pick there at left tackle, or a tackle in Jonah Williams. I think he's an Alabama guy. And they also signed Riley Reiff, but I saw that Riley Reiff also played guard in college, so they could move him to guard and put Sewell in there at tackle. They got to protect Burrow coming off that ACL. I think that has to be the first and foremost thing for them.
They're either going to get Kyle Pitts or Sewell is what I think.
So they're either going to add a weapon. So it could be Pitts. If Pitts is gone, it could be one of the receivers, or they're going to take Sewell. I just think they do the safe thing and take Sewell. It's not like they have no weapons there either. They just drafted T. Higgins last year. They still have Tyler Boyd there. Mm-hmm. And you can always get other receivers later in the draft. You can always do that with linemen too. So, yeah. But I think Sewell is by far the best lineman in this draft.
Right. Yeah, I have the exact same pick as both of you guys. I think it makes a lot of sense to protect JB. So I think that's what they're going with. I think also just kind of backing up what you guys say, they have multiple other picks. I think maybe in round two, I think they get a couple more picks. So I think they still have a lot of opportunities there to pick up some more talent, get some more weapons, like you're saying, Jordan. So I think round one, I still go with an offensive lineman.
Sixth pick of the draft, we got the Dolphins. Jordan, you want to start us off with this one?
Yeah, I have Devontae Smith here. It could easily be Ja'Marr Chase. And I think they're very obviously the one and two receivers in this draft class. But I just think Devontae Smith's a little better. I think he's a little faster. I think he's just a little better playmaker. And to be honest, maybe there's a lot of recency bias there. Ja'Marr Chase didn't play last year. Devontae Smith just showed up amazingly all year long in the national championship game. So I think there's a little bit of recency bias there. So maybe I could be wrong with that take that Devontae Smith is better, but that's just where I'm at right now.
I have Ja'Marr Chase going to the Dolphins. A lot of people aren't talking about him, but I think he's a great receiver.
You just think he's better than Devontae Smith?
I think so. Devontae Smith can fly, that's for sure, but I don't think he'll be that mad getting either one. I just think Ja'Marr Chase is a little better. And the Dolphins, they need to do everything in their power to see if Tua's the guy. So get him another weapon. I know they went out and got Will Fuller. They got Devontae Parker. But, yeah, I'm going with Ja'Marr Chase as their pick at wide receiver, as the first receiver off the board.
Yeah, I went back and forth here between Devontae and Ja'Marr, but I ended up going with Ja'Marr going to Miami. So that's my pick heading into Miami, Ja'Marr.
I definitely think the Dolphins have to take one of Devontae Smith, Ja'Marr Chase, or Kyle Pitts there.
They got to take a receiver. You're absolutely right. Maybe if Sewell's there.
Yeah, I think they need to take a receiver.
Yeah.
Or a playmaker, I guess, on offense.
Yeah.
Pick number seven, we got the Detroit Lions, also known as the Kneecap Biters. Sorry, bad joke. I have Justin Fields going there. I haven't picked him yet in my draft, so they're going to try to replace Stafford. Goff is definitely just a bridge quarterback to buy him some time for a couple years, but... Yeah, I have Justin Fields from the Ohio State going to the Detroit Lions.
I have Devonta Smith going to the Detroit Lions. I think they've
got to replace Galladay.
Yeah, and I think old Jerry Goff is in need of some talent there and some weapons. So I think he has. We'll see what happens with the Lions, but I think if they can pick him up and a few other good changes, bringing a couple other guys here and there, they might actually be okay. As much as I hate on Jared Goff, he isn't the worst. He's not my favorite for sure, but if they pick up a couple of these guys, I think they might be okay. I know that's probably more than we really wanted to hear here. So Devonta Smith going to the Detroit Lions for me.
I have Kyle Pitts going to the Lions. I know they have TJ Hawkinson there, but I think Pitts and Hockenson could be two tight ends that complement each other really well. I think Pitts will play more than slot, more in the slot than anything. They could easily go a receiver here. But I see, here's my deal with the Lions. I don't think they draft a quarterback because I don't think they want to draft a quarterback this year. I think they're going to lose as many games as possible this next year to get a number one or two pick in next year's draft and try to go after one of those quarterbacks.
All right. My pick with the eighth pick, I got the Carolina Panthers, and I have them taking Trey Lance. Their quarterback they have now, Teddy Bridgewater, is definitely a gap quarterback, bridge quarterback, if you want to call him that. But yeah, I just have Trey Lance falling to the Panthers. Panthers might try to trade up and get somebody else. I don't know. Maybe they switch with the Falcons, but I have them taking Trey Lance. He has a strong arm. They have to take a quarterback because Bridgewater is not the guy. So
I have Mac Jones.
Get Mac Jones.
Yeah. There. So I mean, as the fifth quarterback, I think all five of those guys are getting picked in the top 10. Panthers could easily be a trade up team too. Mm-hmm. I could see the Panthers trading up to number four to get the pick of the quarterback they want if they love Lance more than Mac Jones. So we'll see. I have him taking Mac Jones right now, though. Phil?
I have Trey Lance going to the Panthers. I think Bridgewater may be sticking around for a little while, but Trey Lance can end up being the guy. I don't know. I think Bridgewater's kind of injury prone. So I could see them taking Trey Lance and then also him playing at some point early in the season. So that's who I'd have going to the Panthers.
I think that does our mock draft. We did picks 1 through 8. Next week, we will do 8 through 16. If you guys don't like our draft, let us hear about it. You know, tell us. You guys want to get into this movie? Jordan, did you smoke anything? The fans keep asking about Jordan.
Jordan didn't smoke anything, but get this. What a guy Jordan is, right? So yesterday, you know, Easter, we just finished church. We have everyone in their nice Easter outfits, and we have no one to take a family photo of us. And I tried to call my parents. They were driving out of town, so they weren't there. And so I called old Jordan up, came over, walked over to my house, took a pic of us. So I say he sort of did smoking because I am smoking hot. So he did take a photo of me.
Did he have a cute Easter outfit on?
He like did. Actually, I traded him a cinnamon roll for the photo that he took. But yeah, he had we'll just run down the outfit. I think he actually had skinny slacks on. I guess he's opposed to skinny jeans, but he had skinny slacks.
They're slim fit.
He had a nice button-up shirt, and I complimented his shoes. I remember that.
Yeah, he looked like a sea otter trying to squeeze between. He looked like a sea otter trying to squeeze between icebergs.
I don't think I saw you. Were you wearing shorts? I think this guy was probably wearing shorts.
What does that even mean?
Have you ever seen a sea otter try to squeeze between two icebergs? It's not a pretty sight.
What
I wasn't.
What shirt were you wearing? Shorts yesterday.
I was wearing jorts. No, I was wearing jeans and a button up. Not slim fit. No, the word slim and me do not go together. It's sports movies, so we're gonna go 3 rounds. Jordan, you're up. Zach doesn't have a pick. We thought about calling in with him, but he'll be back next week from his little vacay. So Jordan, pick one. Phil, you go second, I'll go third, or?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Jordan, take it from here.
All right, I'm going to go with, I don't understand how this isn't everyone's personal favorite, but I could watch this movie over and over and over again, and I'm going to go with Remember the Titans. I think it is a classic, and yeah, I just.
You remind me of Sunshine.
Hey, Sunshine was a great quarterback, so I will his. I'll
he was the
that.
Trevor Lawrence of his time.
He was the Trevor Lawrence of his time.
No wonder he likes it.
But yeah, Denzel Washington's one of my favorite actors, and so I think it's one of my favorite movies.
Phil,
but do you guys both like Remember the Titans?
I like Remember the Titans. I don't think I'd take it number one. I've watched it too many times in the classroom.
Yeah, every time you have a substitute teacher on, you're either watching Remember the Titans or what's that movie?
Simon Birch.
No, what's the movie that everyone loves that, what's that movie where there's like a
Pursuit of Happiness?
No, I've never seen that with a sub. Come on, what's this? The guy,
Phil, when you were in high school, they still had VHS
TVs
players.
Were black and white. Yeah,
and they rolled in the TV, so.
I don't know, I can't even remember that movie. Everyone loves it, I hate it. Anyhow, yes, Remember the Titans is a good one. The Titans is a good one. I'm all for that pick. I think that my favorite player, I think, is Petey for sure.
Yeah. I like the big lineman, but that's probably transfer player too. So
I'm a Gary Bertier guy.
Oh, yeah, Bertier, definitely
the
a good one.
The lineman's pretty good too. What are you going to take, Phil? Seabiscuit?
No, I think I wish I had a serious one. And I watched Invincible this weekend. That's a great movie.
It's really good.
That's a good one.
That is not my pick. I will say that my first pick has got to be The Waterboy.
That's a great movie.
That is a good one.
Quality H2O.
Quality H2O. It's one of the Adam Sandler's classic. That's where I think growing up, basically after we watched that movie on, football was not referenced as football anymore. It was mentioned as foosball. got foosball.
Did your
practice.
Mom not let you play football as a kid? Or why would you?
No, we would always just call it foosball after that movie. Although I don't know if my mom knew that my brother and I watched it as young as we did. But that is a good one. A classic, Waterboy. I think it's good. I think the first time we saw it was on TV. When I saw it in real life on DVD, I was like, wow, I did not know what this movie was. But it's a great one. I think that's a really good one.
No, that's a good one. I wasn't even thinking comedies. Now I'm kind of wanting to go with like Happy Gilmore, but I'm going to go with Rocky IV. Classic. He beats the Russian, and if he dies, he dies. But yeah, Rocky IV, number one. No one watches Rocky IV and doesn't want to like go run up a mountain. So yeah, Rocky IV, inspirational. If it's not a true story, it should be. But great movie. That's my number one.
I don't know if any of our listeners are a fan of Ben Askren, but he was an Olympic wrestler, ended up fighting in one championship, was a champion in the UFC, but he has a fight coming up against a YouTube guy, and he basically redid the whole Rocky IV montage. Did anyone see that?
I saw it. It was
pretty
sweet.
Did you see it, Jordan?
I did not see it.
It's pretty funny. You got to watch it. You don't know Ben Askren. You're not an NC2A wrestling guy, though, so it makes sense.
Okay, I actually do know who Ben Askren is. Jordan, what's your second round pick?
So wait, yours was Rocky IV.
Rocky IV. Do you not like Rocky IV, Phil?
No, I like it.
It's all the Rockies.
If you don't like Rocky IV, you're like un-American.
I love Rocky IV. I think Rockies 1 through 4. I think that's everyone would agree those are the best ones.
Three easily. And four. It goes 4, 3, and then
number one is probably my favorite.
It's so slow.
All right, can I pick now?
Yeah, you can go.
We could debate Rocky, all 10 of the Rockies.
Up, you're up, Mickey.
Sorry it's not a basketball movie, Jordan.
So, speaking of basketball, I'm going with Glory Road as my second pick. I know some people
Hoosiers?
Probably disagree with... No. Those are close, though. Hoosiers might be number 3 for me. I don't know. But Glory Road, I think Texas Western, the first team with all African-Americans to beat those Kentucky white boys. I am all over that movie. It is one of my favorites.
I don't think I've seen it.
Wow.
Is it?
It's a good movie. You should watch it. Hot Doggo, Nacho, Burrito.
I'm not a...
How have you not seen Glory Road?
I don't know. I'm not a big bat. I don't watch any... I might watch the final... It's the Final Four right now. Are we in the championship?
We already missed the Final Four, so yeah, you clearly don't watch that either.
I don't watch basketball at all. I'm just not a basketball fan. It's not because I have anything... I don't know. I just... Whatever. I'll check it out.
It's not about the basketball, though. It's about the story.
Did you ever play basketball? I heard you have a pretty good basketball story.
I played basketball in 8th grade. It was either the start of the game or the start of the second half. But truthfully, I can't remember. And I fouled out in like 3 or 4 minutes. It was not good.
That's pretty cool.
Which, with my athletic ability, I'm sure it's surprising to a lot of people that that happened.
So you played 3 or 4 minutes in the whole season that year?
For the sake of people's
safety, you probably should only play 3 or 4 minutes.
Here's the
enforcer.
I didn't have any points until the last game of the season, but that did not stop me in the first 5 games from just airing it out. As soon as I'd get the ball, I was going straight to the hoop. Jordan is not, it's not appealing.
Did they call you Swaggy P?
They called me Pistol P, but I missed everything.
Accuracy of a pistol.
Okay. I guess it's my turn next. I'm trying to think of, I was going to say Longest Yard. I'm all about comedy sports movies, but I got to stay away from...
I honestly didn't think we were going to get any comedies for favorite sports movie, but hey, if that's your second, go with it, man.
No, I got to stay away from the Adam Sandler flicks. I don't want people taking my recommendations and watching those.
$1 Billion Baby, what's your next pick?
I think my... Man, I'm on the spot here. I didn't think of
radio.
No, I Miracle is. I like Miracle.
Miracle's excellent.
That's I love Miracle. I
another again, America I, beating Russia. You
yeah,
know, it's just
I love the I love hockey movies. That's the only hockey movie I've watched. I love hockey.
You started a sentence didn't know where it was going, Phil.
Yeah, I pulled a Trent. I would say Miracle. It's just a fun. I think there's a decent amount of comedy in there. I think is his name Kurt Gibson? No,
yeah.
No,
Kurt Russell. No,
is it Kurt Russell? Kurt Gibson's yeah. The guy who hit that bomb for the Dodgers. Z Baby would be correcting me here. Kurt Russell. Tombstone guy only makes sense that he did well in Miracle, so I'm going with Miracle.
I thought you'd go with like Creed. Is this my last pick?
No, we got one more.
We got one more.
So I have two more picks.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh man.
Starting now.
I'm gonna go with Friday Night Lights.
Oh,
that's a great one.
Man.
That's a good one.
Yes. I cry every single time like a baby.
Really?
Kind of. But if Winchell could have just got that in, you know, and let's see. But yeah, Dallas Carter robbed those poor guys in Permian, but great movie. I call them Nikes because of that movie, because Boobie Miles called Nikes Nikes. So
yeah, that was I'd say movie over show. I think I saw.
Oh, I love the show. The show's equally as good.
Oh, okay.
The Friday Night Lights show, Jordan, can you back me up on that?
The show is awesome. I've probably watched that thing like...
I've watched it three times.
Three times. They took it off Netflix, so I haven't watched it in a while, but...
It is on Hulu.
It's on Hulu now?
It's on Hulu, and I think it's on Amazon Prime.
No, it is a very, 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 very good show.
I saw one episode. I wasn't a fan. I think because I'm not a hype train guy, and I know everyone was hyping that movie or show up, so I passed, but I'll take your word for it.
No, What's his name? But yeah, Billingsley, all those guys. Like Billingsley almost got in. Those guys left it all on the field. Comer, great movie. That halftime speech by what's his name, Billy Bob Thornton. You know, 30 minutes for the rest of your life. So
yeah,
great movie. Number two could have went number one. Figured it would slide to number two. I'm actually going to trade up for the next. I'm just kidding, Jordan. You're up.
This is tough. Like there's a lot of good ones here, but.
Concussion.
You gonna go with Space Jam?
No, I'm not gonna go with
the new trailer
Space Jam.
Aired on Easter. I guess LeBron trades the whole Toon Squad for some like way better players.
All right,
because he can't do it with
He can't do it on his own.
Bad joke.
Bend it like Beckham.
Oh man,
she got game.
McFarland.
McFarland's pretty good.
Sounds like something you would like to pick, Phil. bad joke. I am going to go with...
Moneyball would be Z Baby's pick.
For sure.
I'm debating between two right now.
A league
now.
Of their own.
I'm going Hoosiers. I can't. Bad I'm Hoosiers. Doing it. It's. I was debating between that and Invincible, so I think those are both two good ones for me. I'm going to go with Hoosiers, though. It's a basketball classic. I don't know. It's a good movie.
I've seen Hoosiers a couple times. It's.
Can you give me good. One non-basketball movie?
I just said Invincible.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
I said Remember the Titans as my first pick.
Oh, you're right. My bad. I was.
Can you just pay attention to the draft?
I was looking for another.
I got Phil's pick. If he wants me to pick.
No,
I
have it.
I think they.
I have it, and we can all debate if it's right. a sports movie. The Karate Kid.
Definitely a sports movie.
Like a Cobra Kai guy.
Man, there's one movie that doesn't get picked. It's a shame.
Yeah. Phil, you are.
I love Karate.
You Jordan. Remind me of Dutch.
Yes, Dutch Bros.
Dutch Bros.
I think he started Dutch Bros, actually.
I do not think that's true.
I don't think that's true.
Swipe the leg, Phil. Swipe the leg.
Swipe left. Anyways, Karate Kid is my go-to. I think he's a bit of a sissy in that movie. I think he's better in the
Danielson?
Yes, he's a sissy, right? Don't you guys agree?
He's kind of a wimp.
If you watch it, it's kind of like... He kind of is a sissy. Anyhow, he comes back from it. He faces adversity. I think that's every sports story. He ends up winning, and then he gets a Netflix show, you know, 30 years later. So I think The Karate Kid is my pick for sure. Good one. Yeah, go ahead, Trent.
Well, this is the last pick of the draft. And, hey, childhood favorite, say what you want. Phil, you really should have went for Rudy. To be honest, but I'm going to go with Sandlot.
That's what I was going to say.
Great movie. You play ball like a girl. L7. I can't remember the rest of it, but no, I love Sandlot. Benny the Jet steals home at the end. That dog Hercules.
Who I doesn't thought you were like going to say Talladega Nights.
Sandlot is definitely a good one, Phil. I thought you were going to. I was hoping you'd say Rudy.
Oh,
jokes would have been endless in that one. Yeah, but
I would have carried you out of this studio on my shoulders if you had said Rudy.
Okay. So I think Sandlot's a good one. I think Rudy is a good one for sure too. I think Sandlot is just one of those movies that you can. It stands up. It stands the test of time. Like, I could show my daughters and they'll be like, oh, yeah, this is a fun movie. Like, it's always going to be a classic.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll ever not be enjoyable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Did you ever want to buy those Converse after that?
No, I wanted to try the gum trick, though. Or, excuse me,
the drowning in the pool trick.
Yeah. I wanted to try that when I was a kid, but didn't end up happening.
I wouldn't recommend that. Can you swim?
Sort of.
Okay. With that, we got some fan mail to wrap this thing up.
All right.
And Jordan's got some bets coming in. But this week's fan mail, one guy sent in, will the 49ers trade Jimmy G before the draft? And what QB in the draft will fit the 49ers team? I think we all gave our opinion on that. Do you guys think they trade Jimmy G or you think they ride him out this year?
I think I said last pod, I think Jimmy G starts there. I don't think he is there by the trade deadline.
I think here's the thing. I think a lot of people have asked it. We've definitely answered it, but I think it's a lot of 49er fans are worried about it. You know, what happened to Jimmy G?
Why though? He's terrible.
A lot of our fans are from California and probably sure, 49er so, fans. Yeah. So
I know, but like, why are they worried? Like,
because we talk about Seattle and Jaguars so much.
Like, do they want? I'm curious, like 49er fans, tell me, what do you want?
I think it's just the uncertainty.
It's the thrill.
I think it's the uncertainty, Jordan. Like, I get what you're saying. Like, he's not great.
Yeah.
But they would rather have not great than terrible.
So that's what I'm asking. Do they want to get rid of Garoppolo to start the rookie, or do they want Garoppolo to stay? Do they not even want to draft a quarterback? What do 49er fans want?
49er fans want to win.
Both of them. I think most of them want them to draft a quarterback, don't you think?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
I think so. 49ers, they were in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. They have the weapons to win now. They're a quarterback away. Garoppolo got him the Super Bowl, but also in that NFC Championship game, he only threw 8 passes.
I wish we were filming this pod. You got excited. Did you see that? I wish they were winning. Or no, they're ready to win.
You know
now.
What? Just shut up, Rudy. Yeah, so they want to win now.
Trent is a 49er fan. I can't believe it.
No, I hate the 49ers, and I hate to have to defend them, but they have the weapons to win now.
All right.
Here's one. Who has a better chance at MVP next year, Josh Allen or Deshaun Watson? And he filled in with maybe if Watson goes to a different team, he has a chance to win. I honestly don't know if Deshaun Watson's playing this year.
Let's say
if he plays, do you think Allen has a better shot?
Oh, for sure.
I think Allen has a better shot.
I think Josh Allen, yeah. Who knows what's going to happen with Deshaun Watson? It's going to be interesting
I'm
to see
I'm wondering
how that
what
plays
round
out.
He's going to draft in. I think they have more evidence on Deshaun Watson than they did on Ezekiel Elliott, and we all saw how that ended up, but I don't think we need to get into this subject any more than we already have.
Yeah, I think Allen is the obvious choice here.
Last fan question. And actually, we're calling this Dear Dudes.
Dear Dudes,
all right. We got a little soundbite in the works. Should be here next week from our guy Nathan. But last question. Does Austin Eckler have a firm grip on the Chargers backfield? I think yes. They had that. What's that guy's name from UCLA who's their backup running back? You think he'll take any?
Josh Kelly?
You think Josh Kelly will take any goal line carries this year, Jordan?
I'll say this. It was concerning how they used Austin Eckler the end of last year, but they don't have, who was the running back they had towards the end of last year that they were using?
Ryan Matthews.
He played for the Jets.
Yes, I know who you're talking about.
But I know that, so if Justin Jackson coming back, he was hurt a lot of last year. They still have Josh Kelly there. And then they have Austin Eckler. It looks like the guy who I'm thinking of, they don't have on their roster right now. So it's Eckler, Justin Jackson, Josh Kelly. To be honest, I don't know. They rotated their running backs so much last year.
That offensive line, they have put some money into that, made it a little better, beefed it up.
Oh, Kalen Ballage. Kalen Ballage was the guy who they played a lot towards the end of last year. So I don't know. I want to say yes, but I think so. I think if you're in a PPR league, Eckler probably provides a lot more value. In a standard league, though, I do not feel great about Austin Eckler. He's probably going to end up with the most touches in that backfield, but does he have the stranglehold on it? I don't know.
Running back by committee?
I think so.
I mean, I think that's basically everywhere else, though. I mean, there's only a handful of teams that are not set up that way
these days. He'll be the lead. But yeah, they might throw in a goal line back or something there.
They're gonna use Jackson and Kelly.
I think Herbie though, he's gonna be a stud this year again, I think, because they just more time with those receivers. Rookie quarterback not having an off season really last year. I think Herbert's gonna be phenomenal.
The other thing with Eckler is, can he stay healthy? Because that's something he's also battled. And I think that's what happened last year.
And that's why they're going to have a committee, probably.
He was hurt. He got hurt. And then when he came back, he never quite got the workload that he was before he got hurt.
I agree. Well, that's been all of our dude mail, guys. Remember Sunday, we asked the question on Instagram. Shoot us a message. Send the dude some dude mail. And our last segment is...
Jordan's Bedside Bets.
Jordan's Bedside Bets. Jordan, you got anything you're betting on this week? I'm sure you're betting on the national championship tonight, but this is coming out on Dudes Day, a.k.a. Tuesday. So you got anything later this week?
Yeah, I'll be honest. I do not have anything right now, but we got the Masters this week. We got another UFC card this week. So maybe when I get some bets going, we'll post something on the IG.
Yeah, that might be a good idea. You can maybe make a little
Later in the week. Once I don't want to give out I had some bad takes the last couple of weeks, so I don't want to just throw something out there. I want to make sure we give the people something good.
Grand material is always good. Phil, you got anything you want to say?
No, hope everyone has a good week.
Yeah, send us some of those. What do you call them, flame dogs?
Oh, danger dogs.
Danger dogs. Jordan's going to throw some stuff up on the gram. We will see you next week, guys. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Yum Yum. Remember going to Yum Yum. Tell them the dude sent you. You guys have a good week.
This has been another episode of the Fantasy Football Dudes podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe. For more information, go to www.thefantasyfootballdudes.com. And remember, we are sorry for absolutely nothing.